Let's talk about the big show. Kind of a big deal, blah, blah.
KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Sparks.
Greg bangs my mom.
Izzy.
I'm racist.
Steve. Greg.
Oh, God, right there.
The movement has begun. Join the fifth man. It's BS in the morning.
Greg's rocking curbside to go. What is going on here?
I was like, I had a wild hair up my rear, and I was like, hey, man, I want some Mexican food. So I found this, like, 24-hour drive-thru.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know.
You got all of it?
I was like, well, I got 10 bucks in my pocket. We get paid tomorrow, you know, big deal. So I ordered this, a burrito, and some fries.
You ordered more than that?
Well, I didn't know that was going to look like that.
Good Lord, it's a lot.
And then I got up to the window, it was like 20 bucks. I was like, damn, this must be big. Then I got here, and like the burrito, I could barely take like 3 bites of it. There's so much meat in it.
It's
so I
huge.
Wrapped it up. I wrapped it back up. I got full. I tried even to get a corner of the fries. I can't even get like...
Look at that.
I can't eat anymore. I'm so full.
Good Lord.
I weighed 900 pounds.
Whew.
It's crazy, man. I put the picture up on Instagram if you want to see it.
Yeah.
Did you piss in the morning?
Did you have all the low lighting? Greg's in here, like basically eating.
Wow. Yeah. I don't
mood
like
lighting,
lights, so this is like ridiculous to me right now. Like I'm on a tanning bed, but I.
It's just normal amount.
No, it's horrible. But I put the Mountain Dew next to it because I feel like Mountain Dew is genetically engineered for like Mexican food. It just tastes like it goes perfect with it.
Not a fan.
That's all they have at Taco Bell for some reason.
Mm. Interesting. Well, welcome to the show. Hopefully you are here.
Autobot of fries.
I gotta say, I'm speeding to work. I'm running late, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm literally speeding. I'm going about 75 on 215.
Damn!
I'm going pretty damn fast.
That's me slowly.
That is not... That's funny.
10 miles over the speed limit.
I do that in reverse.
Oh my God.
That's pretty fast. That's ticket territory. You're getting a ticket at 75.
Yeah, yeah, no, well, you're getting a ticket. You'll get it for sure.
Yeah, for sure a ticket.
Especially our year by the Flamingo on 215.
That's where I was, bro.
They sit over there all the time.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Boom. So I'm sitting there, right? And I'm coming around the 215 turn. I'm cruising along 75. I'm like, boy, I'm coming close this morning here, gents. I think I'll be able to make it, though. I think I'll be okay. And all of a sudden, a RAV4 with a dented door comes flying by.
What?
I mean, flying by.
What, today?
Woo!
I was running late today.
Whoa!
I was going between 85 and 90 the whole way.
God damn! Was this lady...
But you still got here before me.
Hauling ass! Wow! Yeah, bro, I don't know if it was a lowrider, but... No, it's not plugged in.
Not plugged in.
What is this to it? Like it's a boombox.
Yes, exactly. Cannot believe how fast this... it's all messed up.
That's in there now.
There it goes. Yeah. I see a little sticker on the back window. I'm like, that's Izzy. Just crushing fossil fuels right now. Woo! Wow.
I go about 80 every day to get here. When I'm running late, I go 85 or 90.
85 or 90?
Today I was closer to 90.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. Mario Andretti at 5 a.m. Couldn't believe it. So, I saw her going straight to get off of Flamingo.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, F this! Get off at Trop! Take the back roads in! Now I'm ducking and diving behind the back streets. I'm like, I'm gonna beat her. Now it's a race, now it's fun, you know?
Yeah.
She doesn't even know she's in a race.
No, I didn't even see you.
And I do! As I'm coming up the back streets, I see it. It's RAV4 just...
Nice.
Like, lay on the brakes. Parachutes come out the back. I swear I heard peeling tires to pull into the parking lot here. So I'm like, ah! And I pull it into the parking lot. On the other entrance, you come in the other one. You come, you know, there's two. So I came in one, you came in the other.
Yeah. You went in the back, I went in the front.
Jesus.
Yep. So, I made it my mission to get here before you did, and I did.
You did.
So,
yeah.
Good.
I should start taking Trop more often.
No, please don't. Sometimes there's pedestrians crossing. These guys walking to work, just trying to, you know, pay their bills. They don't need to be ran over because Izzy refuses to live within the listening range of the radio station.
Sorry.
I want to live. Oh, it's no big deal. I can live over on Black Mountain.
I like where I live.
No problem. Yeah. If you have a helicopter to fly in every day, like you're Celine Dion.
It's not that far.
It's, you have to drive 90 miles an hour to work. It's far.
Yeah, if I leave at 4:43, which is what happened today.
Mm-hmm.
And I still got here at 5.
Just hauling ass. All right. You ready for the feed?
Yeah.
The Feed with Izzy.
This is really cool. New York is talking about a new law that would give a $125 tax credit to people who adopt a dog or a cat from a shelter.
That's good.
And it would give you $125 per adopted animal.
Yeah, because that pays for the fee. That's cool.
Isn't that huge?
Nice.
I agree.
So there's a way to make money on this.
Yeah.
I'm all about socialist dog programs.
I think this should be a thing.
Yeah, it's good. Of course it should.
Because it's a great thing to adopt animals from shelters.
Yeah, it's great. It's nice. What if a person is adopting a dog, $125 a pop, then kills the animal, pockets the cash, go gets another one, then you get a serial killer?
No, because you're just getting tax credits. You're not getting cash.
That's all they want.
You guys got to kill dogs just for the end of the year?
He's like, refund!
Like my W-2 now, my Woof-2.
Woof-2. Awful. Yeah. Oh, okay. It's just a tax credit. Okay. Yeah. I thought they're handing you money. All right.
I do agree, though, because if you're going to put them in the shelter, I think it's hilarious that we think it's okay to just round them all up, put them in a shelter, like, we'll kill some of them, I guess. Like, what do you...
That's so much.
And then we charge people to come get them? Like,
yeah.
You stole them. What are you talking about?
Free-range dogs is what they should be called.
It's interesting, actually, because mine came in as a stray.
Yeah.
And he was there for like 2 weeks and they were going to put him down because they ran out of room.
Yeah.
So I adopted him.
Yeah, but...
They hold him hostage till you pay for him. We're to kill it if you don't give us money. Like, what?
I mean, I guess...
Release it back out of the wild. I'll go grab it.
What the hell? Oh, that's how you want
it. Open the back door. Let it run to me. I'll bring it to my
head. But it's
back where you found it. Tell me where
it's at. It's a disease control thing, so I like it.
I don't like it.
I mean, I don't like killing animals. Obviously, I don't like that part. But you can't have dogs with diseases.
Okay, well, if they said, let's go down to the street where all the people are sleeping in tents and do that, I don't think anybody would be cool with that.
I mean...
Round them up and kill them within a week?
Not a kill,
but... If someone doesn't come get this homeless guy,
he's dead.
Just
passed a law saying, we're going to round you up if you're not in the shelter.
Yeah, they don't kill them.
No, I agree. I'm not saying I like the killing part, Greg.
You said it was okay because of diseases.
No, I said to round them up. Because of diseases.
You said you love dog slaughter is what you said.
That is not what
I said. Then all the animals in the shelter get the same diseases.
No, they don't.
My dog had kennel cough.
Yeah, so did mine.
Okay, I'm not an advocate for animals with disease.
I hope you get parvo.
Jesus Christ.
That's harsh.
Look, all I'm saying is
you could die
some of these animals
yes,
have diseases, and it's not good. And they need to be treated. And how do you treat animals with disease? Money.
Yeah.
Thanks, Magic Johnson.
Yeah, because they don't treat them until somebody adopts them.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the sad part. I don't like that. But they
that
do need money.
That may not be all the cases, but I know that's the case with kennel cough. They're just like, stay sick until somebody wants you.
I didn't know what kennel cough is. This is the first time I've heard of it. It doesn't sound good, but I can tell you.
It's like the whooping cough.
It's like a dog flu.
Okay.
All right. Very highly contagious.
It's like the woofing cough.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Everything's going to be woof today.
Sweet.
Dolphins have been found shot and stabbed to death on beaches in Florida.
Okay.
Police are now offering a $20,000 reward to find the suspects.
That's awful.
Wow.
Who's shooting and stabbing dolphins?
I don't know. Some six people.
Someone who's a real dog, I'll tell you that.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. I saw wild dolphins for the first time in my life when I went to Florida over Christmas. It was pretty dope. You just saw them pop it up out of the water. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Real close to shore, too. Real close to shore. You guys ever swam with dolphins?
No.
No.
I'd like to, though.
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh.
Yeah,
just,
I don't know
just
if that's
look
necessary
at them,
for me. Yeah, I'm okay.
You want to hold on to them? Have them pull you around?
by their blowhole.
I don't think that's safe for them.
For them.
It's like a Lego.
Yeah. Good Lord. Jesus. It's like putting a flagpole up for 4th of July.
It's like, Mark, it's like the moon, with the moon landing. Put the flag. No?
Yeah. No, I think you're 100% right. Okay, thank you, Izzy. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Boy, what a show.
Yeah.
I'm liking it. It's going to be a good one. Having fun. Get a hold of us, 876-3692. You can always text in BSN your message, 69187.
Hey.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh, nothing.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Greg is drunk on a double fries right now. God, it stinks in a good way.
Adobada.
Adobada fries?
Yeah, I think adobo is like tongue.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's delicious. I've had it.
Yeah.
All right, we got a bunch
I'm
of stuff.
I'm using my adobo to eat the adobada, though.
4-pack of tickets to Boyd Gaming 300 NASCAR Xfinity Series. That's happening on Saturday. Not this Saturday, next Saturday. Happening this Saturday is the Sevens Rugby out there at Sam Boyd Stadium. We'll hook you up with that. And we got more tickets for Absinthe over there at Caesar's Palace. I'm going to make it my mission to give all that away today. Yep, I know. Normally it doesn't happen. We got to finalize rules for Greg's punishment. That'll be happening tomorrow. Should be a good one. And we'll hit you with Black Sabbath.
Cleaning guy would f*** your cleaning guy up in a sword fight. It's BS in the morning.
I got more sad animal news here. Ugh. These gorillas. Endangered mountain gorillas? Did you hear about this?
No.
No.
Oh, man. Four of them were killed simultaneously when they were struck by lightning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. And this is endangered species here. So, like, this significantly damages these gorillas' species as a whole. Four of them killed. Isn't that awful?
Closest I got to a gorilla.
It's pretty good. Kind of sounds more like a bear, I would think, right? Gorillas?
What, a gorilla? Yeah, it probably sounds like this one.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
Before it bashes your face in.
Yeah, dude. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Killed by lightning. They say animals are killed by lightning all the time.
Oh,
how
I'm sure.
How come humans can survive it?
Not always.
They don't always. Sometimes they die.
Yeah, but like, you know, some humans get struck by lightning multiple times. And it's like, how do you survive that? Yet four gorillas get killed.
Yeah, it's like every once in a while some guy falls out of a plane and he lives somehow or something, you know.
Yeah.
Just dumb luck?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, there was a guy who was struck twice. By lighting. It's on video. You could YouTube it.
Oh, yeah. I always thought it was fake.
On video? Oh. Yeah, how do you get it on video?
It's like closed circuit TV or you know, it's like one of those cameras.
I think it's real.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Because he has, I think I saw the interview after, he's got bird marks that are like spider
like
webs
tree.
All over his
dude,
back.
Dude, that's a cool tattoo, man.
Oof, that is a gnarly way to get one.
Yeah, dude.
He's running.
He's like, oh my God, what happened to your back? I was struck by lightning twice.
Twice. Yeah. He's running over a bridge or something, if I remember.
Now they call me the Thor whore.
he gets zapped. He collapses. He's on the ground. And I guess like 5-10 minutes later, he like comes all back, you know,
what?
To consciousness. And then he gets up and he starts going again. Dirt. He gets him again.
Oh,
and
my God.
Collapses again.
Twice in one go?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was
seconds.
Once and then another time.
Dude got murked. And then afterwards, you see him like... scrambled eggs, you know? He's like, what is happening? And then,
he's like freaking out.
Yeah.
And
worth a Google.
Like, come on, three times, and then it didn't happen.
I wonder if those scars hurt.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it feels like fire in your veins.
Ugh.
Well, I had to burn
your
skin.
Well, no, she means like forever, like if they stay
there.
Like probably not.
I imagine your nerves are
probably branded.
Burned.
Yeah. Wow, so he can never get a back scratch again.
Yeah.
Well, unless he gets struck by lightning again.
I guess, yeah.
Or now he needs the most intense back scratches. Because now it's like, you know.
Just like a fork, just.
Yeah. He's like, it doesn't. doesn't do anything. He's like a Bond villain. He's like that guy who doesn't feel any pain now.
He has to watch TV from the hallway because it makes the reception all bad.
You think you would survive if you struck by lightning?
I don't know, but if I did, I'd tell everybody I had superpowers.
Definitely.
I'd be powder, bro.
You'd be powder?
Hell yeah. Just walk into a room and paperclips just stick to me. Like,
oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, a Magneto.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Like that one guy from that one movie.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I don't think I've ever heard of a single woman surviving it. I honestly don't even know if I've ever heard of a woman getting struck by lightning. I always hear about guys getting struck by lightning. Yeah.
They already proved they're like 1% of men or whatever. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I don't think I'd survive. Which means Sparks probably wouldn't survive either.
No, totally not.
Greg and Mateo would survive for sure.
Oh, yeah. I'd just lose weight. I'd go 20% down in weight.
Half of you would light on fire.
Yeah, that's
second
what I'm
of
saying.
All,
that's awesome.
I would totally survive a lightning strike.
It'll just be a grease fire, and then I'd be done.
I would survive a lightning strike. You don't think so?
No.
Oh, man, I'm a perfect conduit for electricity. It would just go right in the top, right out the bottom. Boop. Mm. Seriously, it would be perfect. No?
Whatever.
All right. I've gotten, we've talked about getting zapped by...
Yeah, electrocuted.
Yeah. Well, electrocution is death by electricity. So I've gotten shocked before. So I've gotten shocked... many of times.
Let's try, let's make a Faraday cage.
No, thanks.
Why not?
I'm good.
Like in The Prestige.
Yeah, no, I'm okay. I'm fine. I don't want to be messing with electricity.
I won't touch you, though. It's physics.
Yeah, it'll touch me from across the room.
No. You'll be in the cage.
No, thanks. I don't trust you.
Let me build you a Faraday cage.
With any science. Yeah, no. No. God. I had these roommates once. They were trying to fix the toaster.
Oh, God.
Idiots. They had it plugged in.
Wow.
Yeah, and they took it apart with screwdrivers, and they were like, I don't understand what's wrong with it. Ah! Oh, God. You know, the whole time. And they kept doing it.
Wow.
Idiots. Yeah. People are morons. I don't think the gorillas deserve to die, but some humans are.
Stupid.
Yeah, and they kind of, they're asking for it. Exactly. This is what the show would sound like if Greg built the
Faraday cage.
Yeah. I can't find the damn thing. Here it is. Get
a Linux socket. Get him. Tuck him.
Nice. Good. Is he? Do you want Greg to build a Faraday cage? And
no, thanks.
You could try it. You sure?
Yeah.
That's probably the smartest move. That's why you're going to live longer than these gorillas.
Thank you.
Not if you're inside the cage.
Oh, God.
BS in the morning.
They keep me entertained during my drive to work.
BS in the morning.
You guys are dicks, but I like it.
On Comp 92.3. Proof that people are dumber than you are. It's BS in the morning.
You think hotel stars, you know, when you're like a 3-star hotel, 5-star hotel, 4-star, whatever. Is that like the Hollywood Walk of Fame where you just basically buy it? You know?
No.
You get your star on the Walk of Fame and they're just like,
did you ever
like,
see
whatever.
That movie? Cedar Rapids, I think it's called?
No.
Where he wants to go, he's like a sales guy and he's supposed to get like the 2 Diamond Award or whatever. And he winds up buying it at the end. You never saw that movie?
No.
Well, I just ruined it if you're going to watch it.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, no
appreciate
problem.
It.
It's a great movie. It's
is
really
it
funny.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa?
It's a John C. Reilly and a couple. It's really, really funny.
Is it? It's recent.
No. Early 2000s, I would say.
I think that's, I still consider
but
that.
But anyways, recent. In that movie, they do buy this stuff, but I don't think that's in real life.
Because the Wynn and Encore have just been upgraded to 5-star hotels.
Well, they deserve it.
From 4-star to 5-star.
We talked about this before. If you go to other cities, what they call 4-star hotels and what we call 4-star hotels is like way different.
Yes. Yes. 100%.
Like, I mean, we walk into Bellagio, you don't see that in anywhere else that I've been in this country.
No. Yeah. It's stupid.
I know.
You're like, this is a hotel?
That's what I mean.
There's no continental breakfast or something? You know what I mean? Hotels are usually...
I honestly think we should... I think a lot of our hotels should be 5 that aren't. Like, if you go to... If you're basing it on what other cities call their 3 and 4s... Our, you know, I think a lot of our 4s should be 5s, but just my opinion.
Is the Bellagio not a 5-star hotel? How can that not be?
If it's not, it should be. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to look it up real quick and see. But
Like a lot of those hotels, even like, you know, the Venetian, all those hotels are ridiculous.
And what makes it a 5-star hotel? It's not just ratings on TripAdvisor. It's got to be like a thing, right?
Well, usually there's guys that go around that used to do it. I don't know how they do it anymore these
days. That's what I'm saying. How do they do it now?
You just like stay there. I don't know. Let's see.
They got to like.
Yeah, it's 5-star hotel. All right.
Bellagio's got to be 5-star.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
There's no doubt. The Venetian's got to be 5-star. Cosmo's got to be a 5-star. They got all got to be 5-star.
That's what I'm saying.
They're all amazing. I mean, if there's one town in the world with the most 5-star hotels, it's got to be Vegas.
That's what we were saying that one time. But yeah. I've looked. That's the thing, though. If you look up other cities, they got a bunch, but you go stay at them. Like, I've stayed. I like L.A., man. And I know there's some nice hotels out there, but I've stayed in some. They say were 4 that out here would be, like, you know, not close. Like an off-strip hotel or something, you know?
A 4-star hotel in
like
LA.
I say, you know, let's put it this way. When me and Steven went out to L.A., we stayed in a 4-star hotel, and it was very nice, you know, and everything.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like, you know, like I said, you walk into one of these on the strip, dude, it was nothing like
like the hotel. Yeah. These things are
ridiculous.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're walking around, and you're like, what in the hell? Where are we right now?
Yeah.
I still think that. We live here.
You try to explain it to people, they don't get it until they see it. You're just like, whoa.
Yeah, because the properties are so huge.
Mm-hmm.
A hotel, the word doesn't do it justice. I bet the M is a 5-star hotel.
I don't know, man.
It's way the hell down there.
According to this, hold on, I'm gonna sort these. Keep going. Sorry, I'm gonna sort this by the.
Yeah, well, I want to know how they rate these things.
Yeah,
that's what I'm curious about.
Probably like customer service.
Yeah, but is there like AAA? Is that the not AAA? What is it, AAA?
It used to be.
Yeah, right?
They were the only ones that had anything.
They're the ones that give you the diamonds and the stars and the whole thing.
Dude, before apps and GPS, AAA would give you a book. You have to flip over
the
maps.
It's called a triptych.
Yes.
Oh, I remember getting triptychs.
And they would highlight the street.
They're like, this is the exit you have to get off at.
Yeah.
And you're flipping through the triptych. What is it, 42 or 44?
Yeah.
Damn it! Yeah, I know exactly what that's like. You never had to do that, Izzy?
No, it doesn't sound familiar.
Oh, boy. They give you like it's almost like a spiral bound notebook. You're like, hey, I'm going to be driving to Denver here in like two weeks. I was hoping you can give me a map, and they give it to you in a book and end up like a binder.
Right. And no one's ever been there, by the way.
And you start off on like page 1.
Uh-huh.
It's like, make a right out of your house.
Yeah.
And then you just keep flipping pages until you get to Denver.
It's like, you know when you try to write things down on like a post-it notes and you flip it to make it animated? It's like that would be GPS of like this book, you know?
Wow. When did they stop doing that?
I bet you could still get
MapQuest came out?
Yeah, like when MapQuest and those other things, Google and
I used to just print MapQuest directions.
Yeah. Same thing, just not as nice.
Real quick, Bellagio 5. Cosmo 5. That's it, dude. I don't see any other 5-star hotels on
here. From where?
From Vegas.
What's the lowest?
Like Mandalay Bay to me should be easily 5, and it's a 4 on here.
How is Mandalay Bay a 4?
I don't know. MGM, I mean, that anywhere else would be a 5, I would say.
Yeah.
Caesars is even really nice. That's a 4 on here, so
that's
I don't know,
nuts.
Man.
What's the lowest star rating you would stay in?
Oh, 3.
Yeah, probably a 3.
No doubt.
What's the lowest one you have stayed at?
3.
I have no idea.
You haven't gone lower than 3?
No way, dude.
Oh, I've gone in a 1 before.
Oh, what?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Gross.
Not lying. This is worst experience ever, and it's because of this. I was in Florida, and I can't remember what city. But we pull up. First of all, it's the one of those hotels where the doors are to the outside, and I hate that. Where like your door is on the outside of the building.
Right, right, right.
So it's already like that. It looked like a scene
it's
on
like
a
hotel
Scarface.
Motel. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We pull up.
There's like tape on the door next to you, cop tape.
Crime scene. Do not bet. Actually, when we pull up, police cars are already in the parking lot. It's at night. All you see is like the siren cherry things lighting up the, and I'm like, oh no. And instead of like giving us a Wi-Fi password, they gave us the lock combination to our, you know, here's how you reset the safe.
Oh my God.
Where do you go in? No way.
Dude, I slept on top of the sheets.
You know, I would never, like, ever do that ever.
Well, people, I heard, swear to God, I heard someone getting shot at night.
Yeah.
It was awful because we heard it was shotgun. You heard boom, boom, like, and then screaming.
Remember Big when he hears the screaming and the gunshots on TV and he turns the TV off and it's really outside the window?
Yeah, that was what it was like. The people above us were having sex all night.
Awesome.
all night having sex, gunshots outside.
Well, at least you got to hear what sex was like.
When we woke up in the morning, we opened the door. I stepped in vomit.
Was it yours?
No, it was not mine. Someone was puking outside.
Yeah, that's gross.
Dude, it was the worst.
Remember I thought I was going to have to stay at a two-star hotel, and then I got down to the Lake Havasu, and then what was the wrong hotel?
Yes.
I got lucky. It wound up being a three-star, and it was still gross, though.
Yeah.
It smelled like feet. It did. The whole thing smelled like feet. I can say that now, because they're probably not listening.
They don't get us out
probably
there.
Probably not listening.
But they do like us.
Three-star. That's absolutely my limit.
Exactly.
Now.
That three-star hotel in Havasu would be a budget suite that hookers stay at in Vegas.
Yes.
Basically.
Yep. 100%.
Gross.
Not worth it.
No.
If you're planning on staying anything under three-star, just don't go on vacation.
No.
Don't sleep in your car like Izzy.
Yeah.
Just get in your car and burn it.
On a BS diet? Well, today's your cheat day. It's BS in the morning, fatty.
All right. Got my doctor's appointment today. Now, this is the thing I've been waiting on. Am I getting a finger in my butt? What do you think?
Write that down.
Kind of worried. Kind of worried about it.
How old are you?
34.
Nah.
No?
Not unless you're complaining about like peeing too often or something where he's like, oh, your prostate might be big.
No. But my buddy was 34 when he had it done. The guy was,
your buddy,
was like...
Your buddy probably played it paid extra.
My buddy calls me as soon as he gets out. He's like, dude, I have lube dripping down my butt right now. I'm like, what? What happened?
It's the best month.
Oh, no. No. Oh, come on. Oh, God.
Yeah, dude.
He said the doctor... Told him, you know, get in a prone position.
Dude, are doctors like masseuses, though?
They make you get on your knees?
Like you...
He's like, get on all fours.
Yeah.
No,
I gotta check something out.
He made him lay on his side and curl up in a ball.
Oh, no.
What?
Lay on the side of the bed and bring your knees to your chest, and that's how
what
he went
hell?
In and did it.
Oh.
Because I asked, I'm like, did he make you bend over a table?
Yeah, that's what mine did.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't
you
a doctor,
this
though.
Done?
No, I really did.
You've had this done before?
A long time. I was young. I was complaining.
Wow, you were young. How young were you?
Nine. No, I'm just kidding. I was like, I don't know, 25. I was complaining that I was peeing too. That's why I said that.
Oh.
Because I was like, man, I have to keep getting up at night and pee all the time. I didn't ever used to have that before. And he's like, well, sometimes you have an enlarged prostate. Let me check that out. And I was like, damn it. Why did I say that? And he was like, the good news is you don't have an enlarged prostate. And here's my number. And I was like, all right.
The bad news is I have giant fingers.
I wonder if they're like masseuses, though. Like, you know, if you give an extra $50 for a happy ending or whatever.
No, they're doctors. What are you talking about?
Well, they're masseuses. They go to school, too.
Doctors aren't masseuses.
I'm saying masseuses go to school to be a masseuse.
Yeah, but... I don't think the ones that offer happy endings went to school for it.
Really?
No. I think they came out of a shipping container.
They have
poor
like
people.
Yeah. Little strip mall doctors or whatever even. It's like neon lights on the doctor.
Yeah.
Says got milk on the window or whatever.
Oh, my God. It's awful. Oh. I'll never go to a masseuse with a neon sign in the window.
You here for checkup?
Do you tip? No. No. I mean, I'm going to, but not like that.
Yeah.
I got to go. I got to get out of here.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I've never even had a massage before.
Really?
Never in my life.
Actually, I haven't either.
I don't like them.
No?
I only had it done once, and it was really weird and uncomfortable.
What happened?
It was just, like, I don't like
Was it a guy or a girl?
It was a girl. I don't like strangers, like.
Touching you?
Ugh. Like, I feel
you.
Ugh,
good thing you went
like,
to a masseuse then.
Rubbing up on you.
Personal
yeah, but
bubble.
My mom was like super nice. She's like, I want to treat you to like a, you know, a nice hour long massage to the woman that she went to.
I see.
And I was like, okay. So it was like an older Polish lady, you know, it was back home. She's really nice. It was like a nice dimly lit room, candles, nice, you know, tranquil music. But I just didn't like it. Like, it just felt odd to me. And then what sucked was afterwards, you have to like pound water because since it releases all the toxins in your body, you can get like flu-like symptoms if you don't flush it out with all the water.
So now you're stressed about
drinking enough water. Yeah. And my I go home and I'm trying to relax. My mom's like, you need to drink more water. And I'm like, Mom, I'm already bloated. I'm full. I can't drink. You're going to get sick. Well, then why did I get the massage in the first place? Yes. I thought you're supposed to chill out afterwards.
Yeah, it's supposed to be relaxing.
And it wasn't worth it to me. It was not worth it.
I don't think there should be male masseuses.
You don't think so?
I mean, unless you're a chick and you want to get a little, you know, handsy with a guy.
Well, I would assume it's because like some people may like maybe a massage with stronger hands. You know what I mean? Maybe something that's a little rougher. Like I know some people are into that, what is that, Swedish massage? They do like the chops and, you know, like all the really heavy stuff that looks like it really hurts.
I always pay extra for rough.
All right. Well, no massages. Got it. And everyone's off the massage table. Am I getting a finger in the butt today? Yes or no?
I don't know.
Mateo, you're saying yes.
Even if you don't go to the doctor. The
Feed with Izzy. China's dealing with another disease now.
Did you say
China?
You want to take a stab at what it is?
Is that a hint?
No.
Is it another virus or disease? Like, is it?
I guess it's a virus.
We don't know. Interesting. I don't know.
You know what?
Oh,
maybe
damn
it. I could be ninja.
God, I hate that song. What is it? I don't know.
Bird flu.
I want to be ninja. I want to be ninja. I want to chop, 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 chop down.
Bird flu again.
Yeah.
Another one.
Damn. Yeah, watch out. Sparks, we spread that thing around everywhere out here.
And China's already like screwed with medical supplies and stuff. And
yeah, I'm sure.
Because of coronavirus.
Yeah.
So they thought that, numbers are going down. Yeah. This is great. Now we can replenish.
Guys, stop eating gross crap. I'm already trying to cure everybody else from the bats you ate.
Exactly.
So annoying.
So that's great.
So is it running rampant around?
There are two different areas in China that it's in right now.
Great.
Another one. Another one. And another one.
Well, that sucks.
Nature's trying to kill us.
So don't visit China and bring it back here, please.
I still want to go.
No.
I'll go to Hong Kong. It's an island.
I'll go to Japan.
Definitely want to go to Japan.
Wasn't Chapman just in China? Didn't he just get married there?
Japan.
Yeah, he was in The Good Place.
Okay. My bad.
I want to go travel over there. I think it would just be pretty awesome.
I'd wait a while.
You're saying until the bird flu and
until everything dies down.
Coronavirus and all back. That stuff.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I'll come back here.
Definitely don't come back to work for
a
few months.
That's fine.
Until you get checked out.
I want to go to Singapore, too. I want to go there. That looks cool.
Sure. You want to go to the weird countries.
Yeah.
How is it weird?
Gross.
Look up Singapore. See how cool it is.
Yeah, I'm sure it's
They arrest you for doing anything.
Weird.
Yeah, so what? I won't do anything. I'm just going to take some photos, eat some food, mingle,
take a photo,
experience different cultures. Yeah. It sounds nice.
They'll accuse you of tearing down a poster.
No, that's North Korea.
Come back, your toes aren't even on the right way or whatever.
I wouldn't want to go there. It's awful.
Singapore is not like that.
It's not vacation.
Singapore is a first world country.
It is, but it's also like if you drink, you know, a beer, you go to jail or whatever.
It's true. I think littering is punishable by death.
Yeah, exactly.
God forbid I like miss my pocket.
Right.
Putting a gum wrapper in there.
Yeah.
I know. Well, you got to be really conscious of what you're doing. All right. Yeah. That's all. Okay. I think you'll be okay.
All right.
I still want to go. Boy, I think they have like the first 6-star hotel over in Singapore.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Nah, dude.
Should be a one-star.
Look up that hotel.
It should be a one-star hotel.
Look up the hotel that looks like a surfboard on top of three buildings.
Oh. Sounds stupid.
It's okay. Fine. You think it's stupid. It's the most amazing hotel on planet Earth.
Why? What makes it amazing?
It has the top of the like surfboard part is an infinity pool.
Wow, that hotel's trash.
I think it's the tallest pool in the world or something. Tallest infinity pool.
That's it?
It's not trash. What are you talking about? It's supposed to be the nicest hotel on earth.
Sucks.
I think there's a nicer one in Dubai or something like that. But other than that,
where is it again? I can see Dubai having, yeah, beautiful.
Where is it again?
Dubai?
Singapore.
Oh, one star.
Thank you. We should stop. Yeah. What do you think, Mateo? Mateo's looking at it. Here's an honest opinion.
That looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'd stay there.
It's supposed to be amazing. I just want to go and stay in that hotel.
Yeah.
I know people who went to the hotel and didn't go to the pool. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Why are you not going to the pool? The whole part is the pool.
Infinity cesspool.
Jeez, stop.
As many diseases as you want for free. Unlimited.
There's no diseases. Oh, God. You guys suck. You guys don't want to see the world.
Yeah, so
the whole globe out there.
Yeah, Canada's pretty cool.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'll go see Canada.
Yeah, Canada was awesome.
Canada's fine. Nothing wrong with Canada.
I'll eat a street taco and TJ.
It's that's more dangerous than visiting China.
Yeah, right, dude.
What
are
you talking about?
Get out of here.
A street taco in Tijuana?
No way. I've eaten a street taco in Tijuana.
Well, then you've lived. Then you can go. You probably got the bird flu. You're already immune.
You
can go to China, no problem.
They have the pig flu in Mexico. Thank you very much. Not the bird flu.
That's right. There's no health code regulations in Tijuana street tacos.
Who cares?
Oh, dude.
Moms don't vaccinate their kids anymore anyway.
That's right. That's because, you know, that protects them from all these viruses.
Imagine if Chinese people had dumbass conspiracy theories. The coronavirus would have killed half the country already.
Yeah, I know.
So true.
You have coronavirus?
Yeah.
Here's some tea tree oil.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll be fine.
Can we just send all our soccer moms over to Singapore or whatever? China.
I don't vaccinate my kids.
Yeah.
Because vaccinations give you autism,
right?
But they fight coronavirus. Mm-hmm. It makes sense. Oh God, so dumb.
Dave Grohl confirmed that the new Foo Fighters album is officially done. He's also working on a documentary about van touring, where he's talking to people like Guns N' Roses, Metallica, U2.
Living in a van, man.
Yeah,
nice.
That's like, won't say it. Never mind.
I've done it.
It was about Izzy and I.
Yeah.
Don't want to bring anything up here. And,
yeah, I live in my car sometimes.
I know. It's fine.
I like my car.
Foo Fighters' new album, huh?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Me too.
Who doesn't like a Foo Fighters album?
I know. Is it really an album? Is it really a song, right?
What are you talking about?
It's just one long song.
That's not true.
I understand. It's
their albums are very different.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're different. Each one's a different song.
That's usually what albums are. A collection of different songs.
No. Each album's a different song.
No.
No, that's Tool you're thinking of.
That's not Tool either. True. You guys are the worst. You guys take everything good in the world and make it bad.
BS in the morning.
It's part of my hometown.
BS in the morning.
So that's why I tune into them.
On Top 92.3, The Rock Station.
Going on, it's Bill Burr. You're listening to Spock. Go yourselves and stay away from those gambling tables, you whores.
It's BS in the morning.
This is an older article, but I don't think we got to it. Hope you guys didn't bring it up when I wasn't here, but you hear about that Mumbai testing that if you honk at the light is going to be red for longer?
No.
Trying to cut down on being rude, impatient drivers. So they're saying like, hey, look, if you're sitting there and you're honking and you're upset, making noise, the red light is going to stay red for a longer amount of time because you're being an a-hole.
Wow.
So this is what they're trying out right now. It says, honk more, wait more. This is what the signs say as you're sitting there waiting, which I'm thinking is only going to create murder now.
Yeah, road rage.
I mean, my God. Right.
This is where?
This is in Mumbai.
Does anything ever happen in America?
What do you mean? If they did this in America, I feel like the murder rate would go up. Because there's nothing that gets me more angry than driving. I don't know what it is about driving, but that's when I get the most pissed off. People are just bad drivers. People are always...
They're inconsiderate.
Well, this is probably sexist, but I feel like women have really bad road rage that I've seen when I'm driving
really?
With them.
Yeah. My wife is definitely one of them.
Yeah,
I've seen dudes with really bad road rage.
Oh, yeah. But women, I feel like... My wife, She's going to wear out that horn. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I've never, every time I drive anywhere with my
horn. I never use my horn. Well, maybe somebody's at a green light and they're supposed to be going.
Same, yeah.
Oh, I give them the courtesy.
Boop, tap. And they're like, sorry. And they go, yeah.
Yep. And there's a ton of people in Vegas that do not go on green. Everyone's looking at their phones now or something. Oh, God. Bop, bop.
Well, I get that, though. You got things to do.
Last car accident I got into, I got rear-ended because the car in front of me did not go on a green light. I gave him three honks.
Yeah, I remember that.
Beep, beep. Still waiting. Beep, beep.
And then somebody hit you?
And then the car behind me laid on its brakes because it was green light. This is up on Charleston.
Yeah.
And like Rampart or whatever that is. You know, where it switches from Fort Apache or whatever. And then, yeah, dude, sitting there. Green, green, green. Still not going. I'm giving a honk. The guy behind me was a lady in a truck. Laid on the brakes. I hear screeching tires. And the guy behind her hit the truck, which in turn hit me. And then the car in front of me. No, I didn't hit the A-hole.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
That's right.
Then they drove away. Yeah. Like they, you know, nothing happened.
Wow.
And that is when I could have killed someone.
Yeah.
People suck at driving.
That's what I'm saying, dude. People suck at driving.
But even the people complaining suck. So it's like, how bad?
Everybody's bad. Everybody's bad.
But the people are always like, it's so dangerous. Like, just drive. Like, I don't understand why you're so bad at avoiding accidents.
Yeah, but you're bad at driving.
No, I'm not.
Okay, that's the here's the problem with drivers. Everyone thinks everyone else is bad, and they're not bad.
I'm not, though. I haven't been in an accident.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yes, it does matter.
How was I a bad driver when I was involved in an accident?
The person that hit you was a bad driver, obviously.
But you could be involved in an accident and not be the bad driver.
Never been in an accident, so how am I a bad driver?
Have you caused an accident?
No.
You don't know. As you're weaving in and out of lanes going 150 miles an hour.
Give me a break, dude. If you don't hit anybody, you're not a bad driver. Sorry.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, you can cause accidents.
If you're driving 3 miles an hour, you hit people, you suck. I'm sorry.
I agree.
The guy you're supposed to keep, the guy that hits you, I don't care if it was stopped. You're supposed to keep enough cars in between so you can brake.
Yes, I agree. That's why I didn't hit the person in front of me.
Assured
clear distance.
So you were a good driver. He was a bad driver.
I agree. I'm not saying.
No, my point is if somebody flew by going 100, though, they're not the bad driver. The guy that hit you is the bad driver.
No, but most accidents are caused on the freeway due to lane changes because one person is a bad driver, the slow person who's going very slow in the high speed lane.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones causing accidents because people like Greg, who are going fast, are ducking and dodging around these slow-ass people in the fast lane.
They don't even know I'm there, though, dude. It's like, boom, boom, and I'm gone. That's it.
That's not true.
I'm telling you.
And then the old person goes, whoa, what was that? And then
I'm not getting close to people.
Veers into the berm because they're scared. How many times have you almost got an accident because you sneezed?
Oh, yeah. I've had sneezing fits.
That's what I'm saying.
On the highway before. Dude, that's scary.
Everyone's a bad driver.
All right, whatever.
At one time or another, everyone's been a bad driver.
Then I'll tell you why we know there's bad drivers. The phone thing. If you can't, texting, I get it. If you can't talk on the phone.
Oh, I understand.
And steer a vehicle at the same time. There's kind of people that die in bathtubs and stuff. You know, it's like, are you serious? How? It's not that hard.
Yeah. Talking on your phone's illegal, but singing along to a song on the radio is perfectly fine.
No, I know.
I don't get it.
Yeah. You can adjust your 9 different knobs on your car where you're not even looking at the road, but I can't talk on the phone. Hey, I'm almost there. Like, that's real hard. That's so difficult. Have to crash. Like, what? I just don't understand.
Hey, I'm almost there. I have to crash, though. I get it. So you guys are out on this.
Yeah, I think it's dumb.
Honking.
Well, yeah, like Izzy said or you said, I think it's going to cause more anger and murder.
Yes. Yeah.
Because you could think it's counting down. It's going to get to zero. And then all of a sudden, one guy way in the back, who you could just do it to be a dick.
Yeah, exactly. And make everybody wait.
30 more seconds on the clock. And you're like,
yeah.
You get out of your car because now you got 30 more seconds. And you're like, who was it?
Well, plus, it's not
find
the person's
person right now.
It's not the person's fault sitting at the light either. It's the people honking behind him.
Way
so,
back.
Like, what's he supposed to do?
That's what I'm saying.
So now he has to wait. He's
could
like,
be a guy pulling up.
I was going to go. The light stopped now. What do you want me to do?
Like, who put 30 more seconds on the clock?
Yeah,
I'm
going to
go murder this person.
I know.
I'll honk 3 more times, and I got a minute and a half for killing time.
It's a horrible idea.
Yeah.
Want to show us your wits? Then text us some BS and your message to 69187.
Whew, Greg's got a hell of a punishment tomorrow. Greg, you are going to be walking down a hallway blindfolded.
That's right.
With a bunch of mouse traps set upon your feet.
Yep.
You're not at all worried about this. You don't care about this
I'm
at all.
I'm looking forward to doing your punishment as a martyr.
Oh,
and
my God.
Freedom will reign.
That's why I've written down some names, what we can name this thing here. Yeah. What do you think, Fifth Man? What can we name this punishment? 876-3692. You can always text in your names for the punishment as well. BS in your message, 69187. What do we got?
Justice for Greg's a good name.
No, that's not it.
Yeah, I think it is.
Justice what about for Greg? Pedo Trap?
Oof, that is a incendiary... Pedo trap.
It sparks punishment, so it makes sense.
I'll write it down. You bastard. Pedo trap. I wrote Free Dumb since he keeps playing that stupid song.
Oh.
That's a great song, actually, but he's playing it for the wrong reasons.
Appropriate reasons.
Yeah. How about Martyr Mortars, since that's essentially what he's stepping on as a martyr. I also wrote Ain't No Rat Trap since Greg hates snitches.
That's true.
And he's walking around down there.
Interesting.
Not all good, I agree, but there's something there. What do you think? 876-3692, going to...
Justice for Greg sounds good.
It's not it. It's not going to be Justice for Greg.
We go to the Fifth Man.
Let's go to Moonshine.
The Moonshine Man.
Hey there, Mooner. What's up, dude?
I gotcha. Twinkle Toes.
Twinkle Toes. That's the name of the punishment. Twinkle
That's right.
Toes.
Twinkle Toes.
Okay.
I like it.
Eh, I think you're the only one.
You do.
Yeah, I think you're the only one. Okay, writing it down, though, but thank you. Appreciate it. Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. How about Hall of Pain?
Hall of Pain.
Okay. Hall of Pain. We should add Legos in between the mousetraps.
That's fine.
We're not adding Legos. Those are more expensive than the mousetraps, dude. No way. Good idea, but thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. Hall of Pain, appreciate it. JD, what do you got?
Live free or die hard, man.
What?
Live free or
Come
die
on.
Hard.
Get creative.
What is this?
It's a Bruce Willis sequel.
I know. It's, I don't get it.
Live feet or die hard.
That's better. Okay, I'll write that down.
That's terrible.
It's at least in tying in the feet thing.
I guess.
Okay, let's keep it going here. Nathan, you got a name?
Yes, I got Entrapment.
Oh, that's the best one yet.
I guess.
It goes right along with what you're saying, Greg.
It does.
All right, I like it. Thank you very much.
Right,
appreciate
you.
Nathan. Entrapment is good.
Is anybody going to vote on the names that we asked them to vote on? Didn't we already, or are we just getting ideas?
No, we're getting ideas.
Okay.
Hey, what do you got there, Rich?
Hey, what's going on, man? I have Martyr Toes.
Martyr Toes. You're just naming it what it is. Just
yeah.
Martyr Toes. He's not a martyr, though, Rich.
Up and simple.
He lost.
I'd like to say, I think Greg's a dick, but this one I'm on.
All right.
Yeah, thanks.
There you
How's
go.
How's it going, Izzy?
Oh, hi. It's good?
It's Rich, the guy that smokes too much pot on the scooter.
Oh.
Remember I met you at that...
Oh, park. Yeah. Yeah, I remember you.
Yeah.
With your daughter.
She's lying, Rich. She doesn't remember
yeah.
you.
No, I remember him.
I'm Rich. I'm the guy who smokes so much weed on a scooter.
Yeah.
Like, one hell of a way to describe
yourself.
He had
his daughter with him at that backpack thing.
Well, you're
cool.
You're one house away from dating Izzy, so too bad.
Yeah, I am also a martyr.
All right, get out of here, Rich. Appreciate it. Okay, thanks, Rich. I'm the guy who smoked weed on the scooter. You remember me.
Yeah.
Straw Hat Groupie, hello.
Hey, guys. How about Gratuitous Vengeance?
Gratuitous Vengeance. Wow.
Yeah, I like gratuitous, only Greg.
Yeah, we get it, Straw Hat. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I love when they explain it.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part. Hey, you maybe you don't understand the pun. I'll make it better by explaining it.
Josh! Hey!
Josh! Hey, Josh.
Hey, guys. How about Happy Feet?
Happy Feet. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
What about Toe Jam?
What?
About,
sorry, I couldn't hang up the phone.
Justice for Greg sounds good.
Toe Jam? Mm-hmm. Greg kicked the Toe Jam?
Sure did.
No.
He will tomorrow. No?
No, just Toe Jam.
Just Toe Jam.
Yeah.
Toe Jam and Hurl.
Toe Jam, and all right, I'll stop. These are all bad. I'll be honest. Freedom, Mortar Martyrs, Ain't No Rat Trap, Pedo Trap, Twinkle Toes, Hall of Pain, Live Free, Live Feet or Die Hard, Entrapment, Gratuitous Vengeance, Happy Feet, and Toe Jam. I wrote down Tojo for some reason. Toe Jam. All right. I don't like any of these. And I can tell by the wind being sucked out of the show, no one likes any of these either. Cool. Great.
Not a fan.
Not a fan. Got it. Is that going to be the name of it?
I think so. Greg kicked the door jam.
Not a fan.
Look, if you got one, by all means, you can always text it in. BS in your message 69187. Greg kicked the toe jam. We've got For Mice or Men. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
For Mice or Men, not bad. I don't know. Call it Should Have Been Sparks. No, it's not mine.
Yeah, write that down.
No, I'm not
Justice
writing it down.
For Greg, Sparks.
How is that
cheated,
my
should've
thing?
Been Sparks.
I was not cheating at all.
Yeah, you totally got cheated.
Gandhi's Walk is what this one says.
You cheated.
I did not cheat.
You did.
Oh,
and
my God.
Izzy helped you cover it up, too. So
we're
both of you should be
getting
honest.
It
yeah, absolutely.
In here.
Nope.
Shay, what do you got?
How about Snap, Crackle, Pop?
Okay, thank you. I'm not even writing it down.
How about Wimpty Doo Schmoose Hands? How about your feet's going to be hurting?
From Walt Disney Pictures.
Hop on, James.
James.
What up, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, pussyfooting.
Pussyfooting's pretty good.
All right.
I like it. Thank you, James. Appreciate it.
All right.
How about twinkly, crackly, knuckle toe?
Interesting. BS in the morning. Hey, what do you got?
It should be called Snap, Crackle, Pop.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Not bad.
I haven't heard that one
yet.
Yeah,
not bad. Just heard it 4 seconds ago.
Maybe they didn't hear because of the delay or whatever. You're currently making fun of it while they came in and said
I know.
The exact same thing again. All right, look. Which ones you guys like the best? None? And don't you dare say Justice for Greg.
Well, Justice for Greg obviously is the best
not
one.
That's not it. Pussy
that better be on the list. Somebody said it. It better be on the list.
No, you said it. No one else said it.
That guy called in and said Greg shouldn't be doing this. That should be on the list then.
Greg shouldn't be doing this?
Yeah.
All right, fine. I'm writing it down. It's ridiculous. How are you shouldn't be doing this when the fifth man already voted you're the one to do this?
Oh, well, we already know what happened with that.
What does that mean?
Ridiculous.
I did it fair and square. I won. God, you're the sorest loser
I'm
ever.
Not,
you
hey,
know
look,
what? I'm writing that down.
The fifth man saying it, not me.
Soon to be sorest loser.
Yeah, nobody's going
to
vote for that. And the fifth man has already said that you cheated, so it really doesn't matter.
No, the fifth man said, I am free.
No.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Not you, Travis! You by yourself! You know what? You. I don't need a reason.
Hey, Travis, you got an idea?
Make or break.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I think so, too. Some of these are kind of cheesy, but
do you think,
I like that one.
You think he's really going to break a toe tomorrow?
Eh.
I mean, they are designed to snap the neck.
It, but he might get a little snap out there.
Oof. Oh, man. we should call it.
That'd be a little evil.
Oof, hoof. All right, thank you.
No, thanks.
Oof, hoof.
What?
That's what's going to happen to Greg. Ugh. Oof. Oof.
I want to vote for
hell?
That one just because I hate it so much.
I know, it's so
dumb. It's so good. You guys suck. All right, we got some names.
How about Boom Bam, There Goes Your Toes?
Boom Bam, Hurting a Little Ham.
Yeah. This little piggy should have gone to the market. How about that one?
It's the best one yet, actually. This one ain't roast beef.
Yeah.
Let's go in 2.5 minutes. Get a couple more ideas, by all means. Call
about
it in.
Crackly, crackly, boom, bam. How about that one?
If you want to call in 876-3692, you can always text in your idea. BS in your message 69187. We'll come back here in 2.5 minutes with the vote on what we should call the punishment for Greg having to walk through a hallway full of mousetraps tomorrow on the show.
The man. Come join these boys. BS in the morning.
Don't worry, I'll write more just like that.
Thanks.
Yeah, just have an influx.
Let's go to the phones. We're trying to name Greg's punishment here for Friday. Tomorrow, he's going to be walking down a hallway full of mousetraps blindfolded. In nothing but socks, apparently. That's what has been decided. Here we go. We're going to go to the phones. 876-3692. You got one there, Pedro?
about Sparks won, Greg's done.
Yeah!
That's terrible.
I think it's great!
I mean, it's stupid. It's not even true. It has nothing to do with
anything. It is true. Okay, got it. I love it. Thank you.
All right, bud.
Bye-bye. Victor.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Camel toe.
Camel toe.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, man. What? I don't understand why it's camel toe.
Maybe hammer toe.
Why though?
You know, it's like it's dropping the hammer on his. You know.
If hammer toe gets on there, then oof hoof.
Yeah, I'm gonna vote for oof hoof.
Fine. Okay. So then hammer toe. Looking at the text line here, we have
my emphasis.
We have Greg's trap house. I thought that's pretty fun.
I don't understand.
Like a trap house.
I mean, yeah.
A house of traps. I'll write it down. Trap house.
I guess it's better than the other ones.
That's pretty good.
Let's call it spankity bippity.
We have hashtag no justice for Greg. Yeah.
Stupid.
Hashtag.
Good one.
Dumbass.
Scooter hates it. Scooter goes, I hate all these names. All these names are garbage.
Thank you, Scooter. You're the only one that knows what you're talking about.
Well, no, we have gone on air the whole time and said none of these names are good. But one of them is going to Traptastrophe. Eesh. All right. I think we're done.
Not terrible.
I think we're done.
At least they tried. Right,
look, here's what we got. Hey, whoops. Clear these bad suggestions there, Mateo. Get rid of these. Get rid of these folks. Look, we're going to the vote.
Oh, I tell you what.
876-3692. We are going to first of four votes as to what Greg's punishment will be named. We got a lot of suggestions. None of them are very good. Here we go. Free dumb. Martyr mortars. Ain't no rash trap. Pedo trap. Twinkle toes. Hall of pain. Entrapment. I don't remember what this is. Oh, Gregtuitous vengeance. Happy feet. Toe jam, pussy footin', Greg shouldn't be punished, sourced loser, make or break, oof hoof, that's my favorite.
Me too.
Hammer toe, Salerno slaughter, we got over on social media, right? Trap house, and then Sparks won, Greg's
and
done.
Justice for Greg is also an option.
Okay,
there.
I'll put it there. Okay.
Justice for Greg.
Justice for
also
Greg.
Also an option.
Justice.
Crutches for Greg.
For Greg. All right, we're writing it down. Okay, there you go. No more awful suggestions.
Hey, hold on, I got to spit.
This guy says Speedy Gregzales.
God.
That's fun. It doesn't make any sense, but it's fun.
Right.
All right, here we go. First of four votes. It is fun. Here we go.
Encourage that.
Oh, God. You're awful. So salty. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. BS in the morning. Hello, what's your vote?
Oh, actually, I was almost an idea. I didn't know you're voting already.
It's okay. You got one?
Yep, I say for entertainment purposes, play some 50 doo-wop music while he's walking through the mousetraps and call it the sock hop.
Sock hop.
Yeah, great. Thanks for
the
vote.
Thank you. That's not bad. That's fun, but not good. BS in the morning. Hello. Not a vote. You got a vote?
Justice for Greg.
Thank you.
BS in the morning. Hello. What's your vote?
Sourced loser.
Sourced loser.
That was an option?
Yes. BS in the morning. What's your vote?
Justice for Greg.
Justice for Greg on there. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Pussyfoot.
BS in the morning. That guy almost died. BS in the morning. What's your vote?
Oof hoof.
Oof hoof is on the board. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Oof hoof.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oof hoof. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Justice for Greg.
Justice for Greg on the precipice. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Diplomatic immunity.
That should count as a justice for Greg.
That does not count as a justice for Greg. That should have been the damn name of the bitch.
That should have been. That's awesome.
BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Justice for Greg.
Hey! All these idiots. All these
morons. Hey!
Greg sits there and makes fun of the
every
fifth man.
Every single fifth man since this happened has said you lost.
That is not
both
true.
Both of you covered it up. Cheaters.
You're such There's a liar.
Justice for Greg. Yeah!
All right, fine. This is the justice that Greg is
yeah,
getting.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
right.
Exactly. For losing fair and square.
For winning.
For not being a good-looking gay
oh,
man.
Oh, man. It's so awesome. And I got more BD picks than you. So awesome.
Oh, God. Look at how sore of a loser he is.
How am I sore?
God, he's going to be the sorest loser.
Who would be better, gay porn star? I got more D's than you, so they wanted to D me better.
No, you didn't.
And, yes, I did.
He, physical D picks.
Yes, I did.
Oh.
That's yes, what he's I going. Did.
Yeah. I was going to say, I thought the points.
It's like the Iowa caucus in here. Greg's like.
Yeah. Yeah, I got
more delegates.
I got way more caucuses than you did.
Not true. You got. Never mind. I got more constituents. You got more caucuses. Oh, God. That's fine. Justice for Greg is the name of the bit. See what you've done, Fifth Man? Just want to let you know. You gave the saltiest source loser in the land.
Oh, please.
you had your one
phantom Gallup poll on your innocent thing, and all of a sudden now you win all the
phantom
time.
Phantom
Gallup. Get out of here.
I'm just
nobody
reading
cares.
The text line.
Everybody knows you're wrong.
It said hashtag
everybody
no justice
knows you're
for
wrong,
Greg.
Bro.
Right. So, wait. So, hold on. Let me get this straight real quick, because we got a break here. So, is the fifth man right? Hold on. Is the fifth man right in naming it justice for Greg? Is the fifth man that called in? Is it are
the
they
fifth
right?
man named it justice for Greg because they want justice, saying that I shouldn't be doing this. Yes,
right.
Correct.
So they voted because they're correct when they call in and vote, and they're right when they said justice for Greg. So the same voting premise that says that you, which you're claiming that the fifth man
like
is correct,
it was an outlier
also
poll.
Also said
it was an outlier poll.
Outlier poll.
It was
same fifth man called in and voted you to go walk the hall.
Happened one time. It's outlier.
Lost.
Outlier poll.
You suck. You're the loser.
Oh, I won.
Hey, it's Stan Lee, and you're listening to BS in the Morning.
To what in the morning?
BS.
BS.
BS in the morning. That's exactly right.
This is Stan Lee, and you're listening to BS in the Morning, you lucky people.
Let's talk doctors for a second. We'll start over in China with the coronavirus. There's this two Russian ladies that had it. They both escaped the hospital. Now they're on the lam in China with the coronavirus just running around. One of them escaped by jumping out of the window.
I'm surprised the net didn't catch him.
They weren't given iPhones to make while they have coronavirus. Okay. But yes, dude, they were so appalled by the conditions of the hospital, they said, that they had to escape. That was their reasoning.
Good. Good for them.
So now they're...
The hospital was made in China. They deserve to get out of there.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. Now you're running around infecting innocent people?
Yeah, are they really innocent? I'm just kidding.
Jesus Christ!
What?
Whoa!
Okay. Tell me about it.
We're all born with original sin.
That's right.
Good Lord.
No one on this earth is innocent.
If you breathe the air, you've done wrong.
That's right.
Wow. Okay, Greg.
It is kind of a made-up word, though, isn't it? I mean,
what, innocent?
Yeah, I mean.
Hey, they didn't do anything to get the virus, and you're going around being... Come on, you're the one rule. It's like, don't be a dick, right? Isn't that your thing?
Yeah, that's only if you're not in China.
All right.
They got a population problem.
All right. Well, these Russian ladies have ran away. So they're now trying to find.
Oh, my God.
How bad does it have to be in the hospital where you jump out the window?
Right?
That's awful.
Because then you got to go to another hospital to get fixed.
Yeah, I know. This is better than the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah.
No, I'm just...
All right.
I wouldn't want to be there either, though.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I get the whole thing about wanting to leave. Even in zombie movies, when you see the guy get bit and he hides it, I'm like, I get that.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you. I would hide it.
I just watched Dusk Till Dawn. Harvey Keitel hit it for like half an hour that he was a vampire.
Exactly. Yeah. Just nothing. You know? It's not what it looks like, you know?
Yeah.
You're in denial. It's a normal stage. It's fine. This is another doctor story that happened. This is over in Illinois. This doctor committed suicide. And in his suicide note, he goes, oh, yeah, by the way, I said I vaccinated kids, and I didn't. Parents were paying me under the table to falsify records.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because these parents that are against vaccinations were like,
yeah, and kids still need them to get into schools.
Yeah, exactly.
I paid good money for my kid to be sick.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's he goes, apparently he felt deep regret in lying. And other amongst other things in the suicide note, that's what he said. So eesh. The note was very short.
If there's one, unquote. You know there are more.
I'm also sorry for never paying back BMG Music about 10 different times.
Columbia, the
Columbia too. Yeah. Columbia. Two different ones, yeah.
The music collection. Mm-hmm. Did you have that?
Oh yeah, dude.
Really?
If you're under 18, they could never hold you to a contract. So I'd sign it every single time and they send me free CDs and I'd be like, yeah, sorry, I can't pay you. I'm 16. They're like, what? I was like, no, I'm never calling you again. Don't ever say anything in my house.
This is how it started.
Yeah.
This is how Greg started living his life.
Yeah.
Looking at the fine print. This is where it gets you. Really? They couldn't hold you accountable?
Swear.
Well, it makes sense. You're a minor.
Yeah. And I mean, it wasn't only my idea. My friends did it too. It's not like I was the only person that came up with this, but we all did. Yeah. Like 100 times. Like every
Interesting.
Time.
Interesting. Dude, I was always curious about how kids. It's obviously one kid finds it out and then spreads it to all their friends.
Yeah.
Much like these unvaccinated children.
Yes.
And what happens
like
is.
Like measles.
Yeah. I remember being a kid and they're like, dude, not wrapping it up anymore. And this is like 15 years old.
What?
Yeah. Right. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, got my girlfriend on birth control.
Oh, and I was
like,
my God.
Really? Nice. What are you talking about? He's like, yeah, dude, all you got to do is just tell her. We found out that she just has to tell her doctor that she has problems with acne, and then they put her on birth control.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
All she did was complain about her sin, and they turned her into a prison sock. Now I have a...
Couldn't believe it. I was like, dude. Even at 15, I was like, that doesn't sound smart, man. I don't think you should.
Yeah.
He is the kid that did
That's like in get a lady Boys in the up. Hood.
Not her.
Has he ever watched Boys in the Hood?
No.
Larry Fishburne was very upset at Cuba Gooding Jr. when he said that. He was like, oh, man, don't worry about it. She was on the pill. And he smacks him in the head. Don't you know you can still get...
You don't remember that? No, I don't remember. I remember Cuba Gooding Jr.
Condom doesn't stop your D from falling off. That's what he says to him. He smacks him in the head. He's telling this
that
fake
story. That was
Lawrence
Fishburne?
Yeah.
I don't even remember that.
He's telling him a fake-ass story about how he boned some chick.
I don't know, man. No, that was Paul Scafidi. Paul Scafidi was his name. He was a fat guy, so the kids used to make fun of him, call him Scafeed Me.
Oh, God. Come on.
That's great.
Hey, Scafeed Me. Come on over here.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was my neighborhood. Good old Scafeed Me.
That's great.
Apparently, he was knocking boots with ladies at 15.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He's
like...
Italian, bro. Of course he was.
Yeah, I know.
I'll make you an offer you can't refuse. Well, that sounds horrible. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, no.
Did he think birth control was 100%? Effective?
He never knocked that lady up, but he did get
But what in
lady.
The future?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, it's pretty hard to get somebody pregnant on birth. It's pretty hard to get somebody pregnant, period.
Yeah, but some people no think that it's not impossible me. To get them pregnant on birth.
No,
and
yeah,
it's
you're
not.
Right.
You still get some people pregnant. Yeah.
But it's still not.
But it's
easy.
A very, very slim chance.
Yeah, yeah, but it's still.
More likely to get syphilis or something from some Cleveland whore.
Hey, Scafeed Me! Best nickname ever. All right, well, there you go. There's your doctor's news roundup.
She was a hoa.
BS in the morning, home of the fifth man.
Hey, Prison Pete's on the phone.
The Prison Pete!
Yes.
Oh my God, he's up for parole. Last time we talked to him.
Yeah.
It was the day of his parole hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Prison Pete, what's up, dude?
Okay, so yeah, I have some great news.
Ah!
What? What is it?
The great state of Nevada decided to grant me.
Oh! No! Oh!
Wow!
Boom!
Hey, bump this Jerry! Hey!
Hey, you want to hear some even better news?
You take a pinch! Huh?
Better news. I got some better news. Sparks.
Uh-oh. You know where I live.
Well,
don't come visit me.
Submitted my parole plan.
Yeah,
I'm paroling to your house, bro.
Yeah.
You know how to play pinochle, right?
Hell yeah! You got to teach Sparks how to play dad.
Oh no, I don't want to play dad.
He's already a dad, so that'll be easy.
Oh no.
Some of the key points while I take a shower.
Hey, Prison Pete.
Jeez.
Oh God.
When are you getting out?
Huh? April. I get out in April.
Hell yeah.
Dude, congratulations.
Yeah. It's time for Easter.
Let's go over the list here. What's your first meal as you leave the, you know, you're driving home from prison, right. You got your garbage bag or whatever you first went in with?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you eating?
Okay, it changed. When I first, for the first 5 or 6 years, I figured I'd get out and eat surf and turf. and lobster. Then, now toward the end right now, about a month or two, it's changed. All the new fast food stuff at Arby's and at McDonald's, I'm kind of leaning toward that, or back to square one to where I thought I was going to do surf and turf again. Not really like a steak, you know, or I always said I wasn't going to just do a pizza or fast food.
All right. Yeah, dude, get surf and turf.
Get a real deal, dude. Yeah, get the real deal.
Yeah. No, for sure. I know.
Well, yeah.
I can guess myself.
I don't know, dude. I think I would want a big, juicy cheeseburger. You know what I mean? I think.
Yeah.
I see that.
That comes, though. That'll come, though.
Yeah, that's true.
My first meal to be special.
That's a good point. That is a good point. Oh, man, I can't wait.
After all those tube steaks, you don't want a regular steak, though?
Yeah, dude. Done with that.
So you didn't tell anybody, did you, that you're getting out? You're getting paroled?
Yeah. What did Rocco say or whatever?
Falco.
Oh, Falco.
Flacco, actually, he went to the board the same day I did. He's a youth offender. He's done 22 years. He fell before he was 18 years old. He got his board too.
What was he in there for?
Yeah, what the hell?
He's out. He's getting out.
Did he murder someone? Just say yes or no. He's probably looking over your shoulder.
No, he. Yeah, it was a
violent
case.
Oh,
wow.
He was young and.
So
wow, 22 years. Good lord.
Does Flacco, he knows to get a hold of Izzy when he gets out, right?
Stop.
I'm going to get a hold of Izzy when I get out.
No.
Damn.
I can't date criminals anymore. Sorry, I'm changing my ways.
How good are you at climbing? Obviously not very good.
Wow, Prison Pete's going to be formerly Prison Pete. No, he can't just be Pete. You're no longer just Pete.
Oh, no, you're always Prison Pete forever.
Yeah.
Your probation never ends here.
No, you're not your probation Pete.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, parole Pete. Yeah.
Parole Pete.
Parole Pete.
Yeah.
I might have to do, I think it's at least a year on parole.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's like 2.5 to expire. But
you can make it. I did 8 years on probation. Okay. I made it. You can do it.
You're an inspiration.
That's Thank you. Cool. There you go.
I tried to tell you last time. Yeah, man.
Yeah, well, man.
I'm driving trucks.
I didn't even graduate or do anything, and I have a bunch of felonies, and I talk about my ass for a living. So there's hope, Pete.
The world is your oyster.
There you go.
Pete. Hey, you got a kid, right? Don't you have family?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I got family. My son. They all love me. They're to support me. I'm actually going to probably do a Samaritan house, halfway house.
Yeah.
Nice.
Got to get 500 bucks together, man.
Amen, dude. Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant the Hoffer House down there.
That's a Hoffer House. Yeah, you're going to go get spanked, paddled at the Hoffer House.
Whatever. What happened to my GoFundMe? Let's GoFundMe is 500 bucks.
I don't think we ever said that.
I never said that.
I don't think.
I know you didn't, but I mean, we should.
I don't know about that.
Just put one on. I would. Oh, never mind. I'm not going to give you any ideas.
Go hit up a family member.
Yeah, I would just make one. And be like, it's the morning.
Kirk's like, just make one. May or may not be BS in the morning's exactly. GoFundMe for Parole Pete. Do your thing, Parole Pete. I'm happy for you. We're looking forward to meeting you.
Yep.
In a nice public space with lots of witnesses.
Yes.
Or your house.
Nope. No. Definitely not my house. But that's exciting.
Right with the base tile?
In all honesty, I'm happy for you, man. I'm real happy for you.
Yep.
You got hope. There's hope now. All right. Good.
Yes, there is. Yes.
All right, bro.
All right, guys.
See ya, buddy.
Man, thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
No BS.
I fired off the wrong thing there. About to be a third feed from Izzy. They're right next to each other.
I'm not ready.
No. You don't have to be. Because we are looking for caller number 15 right now. Good luck. 4-pack of tickets for Boyd Gaming's... Oh, I'm sorry. The Boyd Gaming 300 NASCAR Xfinity Series race happening Saturday on the 22nd. Las Vegas Motor Speedway. It's going to be cool. By the way, next week, we will be getting you qualified to win Sunday race tickets. Also, Neon Garage Passes as we're broadcasting back out there at Las Vegas Motor Speedway Pit Road. A week from tomorrow. Tomorrow, by the way, Greg Salerno is going to be competing in Justice for Greg, as the name you've decided it should be called, Fifth Man, where Greg has to walk across a bunch of... Oops. Am I giving it away? Oh, well. I got to promote tomorrow's show. I got to promote
this game is a mockery.
What am I doing? John Wick, what's the answer?
What's up, man? It's Greg.
Hey! Good job! Hey!
Justice for who?
Yeah, put you back on hold. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's Greg. He's going to be walking across a bunch of mousetraps tomorrow.
Sparks?
Yes, Greg.
I wanted to give you this gift. Somebody gave out free books and said they're fair game. They were in the break room, and I got you a gift. It's called... Nice. It's a book. I know you like to read books. I don't like to read.
I was wondering why that book was sitting there.
It's called...
I like some books.
Why Men Fall Out of Love.
Includes 10 Ways to Make the Connection Last by Michael French.
There you go.
What Every Woman Needs to Understand is the top. Here you go, Izzy.
Yeah.
You're the only lady in here.
I'm all right.
I don't want to know why men fall out of love. I already know why. Vagina. All right, there you go. That's it. We are out of here. Have a great day. Greg's toes will hurt tomorrow. Listen up.
Follow the show on Facebook.com/BS Morning Show.
Oh, it's the best show. Never miss it.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS Podcast.
Well, I'll tell you what, that sure was some BS in the morning. Damn it, Bobby. Turn that off. Have a good day.
Oh God.
Thank you, sir.
All day.